All right. Did you ever call it anything other than a faucet?
Nope, nope.
All right.
You have tap, to... you call back?
No. The other one.
Faucet.
I'll say the word spigot or spigot.
Well, no, spigot, that'll come out of the syrup barrel, a spigot.
Okay.
That's why you had your syrup in the barrels in the smokehouse. You ain't said nothing about a smokehouse yet.
No, well, tell me about a smokehouse. Do you want to describe a smokehouse for me? Maybe there's some things I'm missing there. What kinds of things were in the smokehouse?
Everything's in the smokehouse.
Is that right?
Smokehouse was in my place, it's a log building.
Mm-hmm.
And up overhead you had poles, and there you killed your hogs and put them in brine in a barrel or something in salt for a certain length of time. Then they were taken out and hung up there, and you smoked it. That's where the smoke come in.
Mm-hmm.
And there your meat's cured out. In March, you would take them out and start that smoke. You don't let it use hickory chips. You didn't let it blaze up. You have to watch that and keep it just smoke and it's circulating.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll give your meat a, it'll cure your meat and give them a delicious flavor.
Mm-hmm. How long did you have to smoke things before you could eat them?
I didn't know that was my job.
I see. But did you say you did the you slaughtered the hogs in the
and you stored your meat in your smokehouse, and that's where you put your barrels of suet.
Uh-huh.
So you raised your suet. We raised on suet and cornbread.
Uh-huh.
And hog meat.
Okay. What kind of syrup?
Oh, you make out of sorghum plant.
Mm-hmm.
The big white folks use ribbon cane.
Mm-hmm. That was more expensive?
Huh?
That was more expensive?
Yeah, it was hard to grow. And then old sorghum would make a quick growth, and you know, it made seeds. You plant sorghum seed. This other stuff you had to put, save so much, start and plant those canes, you know. The canes you grind up and in the fall you'd have to bear so much, so very few folks through with a river cane.
Mm-hmm. But you said talking about a barrel for the syrup. It was called something like a barrel, only it's smaller that the nails would come in.
Oh, a barrel would hold 30 gallons.
Okay, something much smaller than a barrel, though.
About that'd this. Be a keg.
Okay. And you remember what you call those things that go around the barrels to keep the staves in place?
Hooks.
Okay, and. In a country store where molasses or lard might be displayed, they'd have it out on one of the.
Well, what?
They'd have the molasses or lard out for on display. Would you have a special name for that form that it might be displayed on?
You have it in barrels now. You could use stuff in cases. I despise. When I worked in the store, they had the lard come in a test, which is just a bigger barrel.
Mm-hmm. Well, what'd you call that?
Test, T-I-E-R-C-E, test. I reckon that's where you pronounce it.
Uh-huh.
No, we're looking at the book and see
no,
a test.
Okay. Uh-huh.
We used to get lard in tests.
And you didn't like that because they were so heavy?
Oh, my God, it is such a big, you'd get greasy from here on down.
If you were pouring something from say sugar from a larger container into a smaller one, and you might use...
Have a funnel, yeah, you had to have a funnel.
All right, and something you use to might crack over a horse to make it move?
Hmm?
Crack this to make a horse move?
You mean a whip?
Yeah, and if you were doing that, you'd say you were doing what to the horse? You were...